Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The new book, Journeys Home, Inspiring Stories Plus Tips and Strategies to Find Your Family History, spotlights genealogical travel. The book opens with a personal journey to Ireland as recounted by feature author, actor, television director, and award-winning travel writer Andrew McCarthy. Following McCarthy's story are 25 intriguing personal narratives from other contributors. Whether the contributors are looking to meet unknown relatives for the first time, unravel family mysteries, walk in the treacherous footsteps of ancestors, or return as an adult to a place they fled as a child, each pilgrimage is linked by the common desire to know one's past in order to reconnect and gain a sense of belonging. Andrew McCarthy is known for his roles in the film St. Elmo's Fire, Mannequin, Weekend at Bernie's, Pretty in Pink, and Less Than Zero. He also has a great writing career as editor-at-large at National Geographic Traveler magazine. And the last time he was on this program, talking about his 2012 best-selling memoir, The Longest Way Home, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the program. Andrew McCarthy, thank you very much for being here.
Good to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. When it comes to this idea of genealogical travel, what turns you on to it?
Well, it was interesting because it's not something that ever held any fascination for me, but I received an email out of the blue inviting me to a reunion of the McCarthy clan in Ireland, and I shocked myself by not deleting it instantly. And I went and mentioned it in passing to my editor at Nat Geo, and he said, you ought to go write about it. And I said, yeah, we should write a book about it, and that's how the book grew out of that. And it was a very interesting experience. It was much more important, I think, to me in a certain way than I would have imagined. I always joke that I had enough trouble with the family I had, why go look for more? And yet it was a really interesting experience. And I found out things I hadn't anticipated. You know, I found out I thought I had always been from County Cork, turned out I was from County Kerry, which of course none of that means anything to us, but it's a bit like being a Yankee fan your whole life and then waking up one day and discovering I should have been rooting for the Boston Red Sox the whole time. So it was, and you know, I went back to this plot of land where I discovered my great-great-grandfather had come from and left in 1850, and I thought I'd go walk the ruins of the homestead, and it turned out the house is still standing, and in fact, my second cousin is living in the house, and so we had this whole reunion, which was much more interesting than I thought it would be.
What is fascinating about the book, in many of the journeys and in many of the essays, you find that you're often going to a place that is completely foreign to you, and yet there is this invisible link, and you find that you are indeed, in some sense, home.
Well, that's what's really interesting. I mean, I first went to Ireland back 25 years ago, and the first time I arrived, I went for a weekend and I stayed a month, and because there was something about it that I just felt comfortable and I felt at home. And I think there is some kind of, whether it's, you know, salmon returning to spawn at home from where they swim thousands of miles and yet return to the same stream, I think there's something about going back to where the blood is from that is and I'm no sentimentalist about family and this kind of thing, but I think there's something to that that is powerful and can't be denied, you know, and if you're willing to look at it, it's a big experience, as big an experience as you want to let it be, you know.
And it brings up that whole idea of the meaning of home, of what that means to us individually.
Well, true. I mean, I've always thought of home as sort of an emotional state. I've never felt particularly at home anywhere, and yet when I was sort of walking that little laneway that my great-great-grandfather walked for the last time to sort of when he was going off to America, I did have feelings of sort of like, and whether you're making these things up or not, I don't know, or does it matter, but just a feeling of legacy that was just interesting, and it made sense in a certain way. You know, there's certain things that are sort of inexplicable that just sort of make sense, and I think roots, literal roots, are and being connected to the land is part of them.
The book is filled with great stories and an awful lot of fun, but it is also filled with tips and strategies to actually help people find their own history, their own family history, and allow people to take their own Journeys Home. In just a nutshell, what do you think the important tenets of that are of people planning to do such a thing?
On the practical level, you mean?
Yes.
I think just beginning. To me, I was so daunted by the whole process. Where do I begin? How does it start? It's a bit like a treasure hunt, though. Once you just sort of begin, and it's so much easier now than it used to be. You know, you used to have to sit in church basements and go through records and things by hand, and now online, it's so much easier. And there are people willing to help, and there are people that do this for a living. They can help quite easily. I think it's sort of beginning to do it, and then sort of the momentum gathers and it asserts itself. And it turned into a much more joyful hunt than some kind of labor that I thought it was going to be.
And I guess it's something that you plan, obviously, and it can be something that you do. It's not something you do quickly, right? I mean, it's a well-thought-out adventure, usually.
Well, you know, I mean, nothing in my life is particularly well-thought-out. So I'm saying, I mean, I got the idea came to do it, and I thought, why not? And I began, and 2 days later, I discovered I was able to find out where it was from. It's like so many things. It sort of starts slowly and laboriously, and then it happens quickly.
Right.
You know, and I think going to the actual place was made of import to me. You know, finding out information on a piece of paper didn't matter that much. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That's fine. But actually going somewhere and connecting on a physical level and having the experience of it is what made all the difference for me.
Has this changed you as a travel writer at all? Of what you keep in mind,
well,
of
it was a, you know, travel's about creating valid and sort of vital experiences in a certain way. Travel's about connection, isn't it? I mean, we go not to look at the sort of painting in the museum, although that's why I went, but to meet that crazy waiter afterward at the cafe across the street. That's what I remember. That's what I talk about, is that sort of connection that happened there. And that's what I think, you know, finding one's legacy and or roots is really all about, connection to your past. And, you know, I'm a believer in sort of look back but don't stare, you know, and finding that connection gives something meaning. You know, otherwise it's just this little town that I would have not even blinked going through. And suddenly this little town is my town.
Yeah.
You know, and it has import to me and meaning. And I think that's what travel is about, connection like that.
Andrew McCarthy is the featured author in the National Geographic book, Journeys Home, Inspiring Stories Plus Tips and Strategies to Find Your Family History. Again, it is published by National Geographic. Andrew McCarthy, a great pleasure to have you back in the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. Again, it's Journeys Home, Inspiring Stories Plus Tips and Strategies to Find Your Family History. It's published by National Geographic. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.